AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Another whirlwind day for Pope Francis. The pontiff began at the UN and then visited a school in East Harlem. And now a motorcade to Madison Square Garden, where the pontiff is about to lead a mass. Joining us live from New York, here's Julie Walker. Julie.
Jackie, Pope Francis drove through Central Park in his open Jeep Pope Mobile, where tens of thousands waited for hours to get a glimpse of him. He's now at Madison Square Garden, where another several thousand are taking part in his mass. As he came in a golf cart, he greeted as many people as he could, including a sick child. Jackie.
Julie Walker with us live from New York. Guests are going to be arriving at the White House in about an hour as President Obama hosts China's President Xi Jinping for a glitzy state dinner.
On the menu, lobster with shiitake mushrooms and a Colorado lamb, executive chef Chris Comerford makes sound mouthwatering.
It's accented with wonderful garlic fried milk, which is basically a savory panna cotta.
But Asia advisor Dan Crittenbank says this black tie meal's really just an extension of the talks.
Including with several officials and several advisors of President Xi's, with to whom we rarely have access.
Critics urge the president to scrap the sumptuousness to protest China's misbehavior. But Crittenbank says what's happening here is smart diplomacy. Mark Smith at the White House.
And an agreement's been announced between the two leaders. The U.S. and China will work together to deter cyber crime. Big changes coming to Capitol Hill. House Speaker John Boehner announcing he's stepping down at month's end. Conservatives are celebrating. They didn't think he fought hard enough to end the funding for Planned Parenthood. Boehner says that anger was harming the House.
It's the right time to do it. And frankly, I am entirely comfortable doing it.
This is AP Radio News. You turn on the tap and out comes the water. Most of us take that for granted. But the head of the National Association of Clean Water Agencies is warning many communities have outdated water supply systems, and new regulations are making it even harder for them to make the repairs.
Not only are they dealing with the aging infrastructure issue that's plaguing our country and is leading to essentially a crisis, but on top of that, a lot of the money they might ordinarily have to deal with those infrastructure issues actually has to go toward new requirements.
That's Adam Krantz. Experts say consumers should expect to pay more for water to help fund those upgrades. A judge has approved Caitlyn Jenner's request to make her name and gender change official. Jenner's petition was approved during a court hearing today in Santa Monica, California. The 65-year-old Olympian was not in court. The former Bruce Jenner can now get government documents in the name Caitlyn. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.